Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to Mandela Washington Fellows who are wrapping up their leadership training in the United States. The fellowship is a flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, a brainchild of the former U.S. President Barack Obama, and is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. This year's edition ends on Sunday. The fellows are among 700 young people drawn from different countries in sub-Saharan Africa who have spent 6 weeks receiving training in business, civic engagement, and public management at some of the top U.S. universities and colleges. At the launch of the program in 2010, President Obama explained that the objective was to support an emerging generation of African leaders as they work to drive economic growth, enhance democratic governance, and strengthen the civil society structures that will help the continent grow and prosper. To this day, thousands of youths, including those from Zimbabwe, have benefited. Lingaba lichona njani zulukandaba emakhaya siyalambulela kuhlelo lwe The Connection lamhlanje ku Studio 7 na kungolwesibili udaba esingalo lamhlanje ngolwe Mandela Washington Fellowship lizakhumbula ukubana kunabasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangapha sikhuluma nje asebele 6 weeks beqhuba izifundo zabo kundaba zokhokheli phansi kwalolu hlelo lona olwasungulwa ngubaba uBarack Obama esangumongameli weMelika ngo-2010. Silabo ke abakulolu hlelo njalo sizakhuluma labanye abake bangena kulo eminyakeni edluleyo. Baza kutsho ukuthi kuyini abakutholayo njalo kubancedisa njani empilweni. Kwaziwayo batereri. Kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vari kuno ku America, vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Vava ne 6 weeks vari kuma universities nema colleges akasiyana siyana kuno kuvachidzidziswa nenyaya dzeutungamiri. Asi chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika kwamvura yachiga makumbo nemusi wesvondo uri this weekend. Our first guest is Crystal Bonzo, who is currently receiving her training at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I asked Bonzo what her experience has been like.
So I want to start off by saying takadzidza zvakawanda, 6 weeks is a long time, but my biggest lesson really is understanding the power of working together, especially sema Africans. Vandinavo panapa, we are coming from 18 different countries, and etineta mabasa akada kufanana. So I'm taking away the lesson ekuti, you know, to create more impact that is sustainable, zvakakosha kuti tibatane tishande tose. Even though the fellowship is ending on Sunday, patroni vamwe vandicharinoshanda navo vari ma different African countries because zvikuita basa rakafanana. So my biggest takeaway has been the power of synergy and networking to create long-lasting change.
Nderipi basa rauri kuita chaizvo chaizvo kuZimbabwe and organization yako inonzi chi?
Okay, so organization yangu inonzi Dzidzo SafePad. Yakatanga muna March. After that, in the Mwinjimbo, Pandaita pad distribution, kune vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities. Ndopandakaona kuti there's a gap in policy, there's a gap in advocacy, because hapana ari kumirira vanhu panyaya dzemenstrual health. So organization yangu inotargeta young women and girls vanogara kumamisha, ndichivatraina on how to make reusable sanitary pads ekuti anoramba vachingomashandisa, so that vasaregere kuenda kumabasa, vasaregere kuenda kuchikoro nenhau yekuti vanenge vari kumwedzi. Saka inoda kubatsira kuti tibvise stigma iri around menstruation, kuti tikwanise kutaura nazvo openly and publicly, kuti tinzwisise kuti this is a natural process, it happens, but we need to be able to prepare and equip my vulnerable communities kuti vasaite madisturbances in their day-to-day lives.
And iroro dambudziko remasanitary pads zvikuru sei kuvanhu vanogara kumaruva, idambudziko rakakura sei, uyezve pane zvimwewo zvamuri kuita zvakafanana nedistribution yemasanitary pads acho kana kuti?
Saka patinoenda mainly kuzvikoro, tinotanga taita menstrual dialogues kuti tikwanise demystify zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi around menstruation. Saka tapedza process iyo, then totanga kuita training yacho, tinotoya nemamaterials, then after that training tobva tadistributa futi mamwe mareusable pads atinenge tinawo. Pamusoro zviye todistributa imwe material yekusonesa yekuti kana isusu taenda unokwanisa vachidzidzira futi vachisona, plus nekudonata masewing machine. Saka in essence project inoita zvese zveadvocacy, distribution, training, as well as education around menstrual health.
And why did you target those in the rural areas specifically?
Because looking at the current economic situation, ndo vanonyatsokubatikana nenhau dzekushaya in terms of mari. Because kana uri kumusha, I tend to see kuti vanhu vanenge vasiri exactly focused on what's going on. My services ari kure, vanhu vanofamba madistances akawanda. Plus, like I said, vanhu havanyatsokuziva kuti kumusha chii chinenge chichinyatsoitika. People are mainly focused on what's happening in the towns. So I took it upon myself to immerse myself in the vulnerable communities, because ndo munenge muchitodikana rubatsiro rakawanda. I remember a case yandakatoenda kudhuzeneku airport uko, where vana vachonzi at most on average they miss about 45 days of a school calendar year nekuti havasi kukwanisa kuafoda mamenstrual products. Pato nemamwe masituations yekuti vanhu vana as early as 10 vatoita basa repabonde just because vakwanise kuwana mabasics such as sanitary pads. So ndosaka ndakada kufocusa kumarural communities, because I think kuti nyau dzemenstruation hadzisi kunyatsokutaurwa nezvazvo zvakakwanisa.
That was Crystal Bonzo, founder of Dzidzo Safe Pad. She is currently with the Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I also sat down with Decent Deco Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is receiving his training at Michigan State University.
I think it was really a fascinating experience, considering that I met various young people from different countries. So it has been a diverse program where we have been networking, and it gave us an opportunity to meet various people whom you can share your story and also see how best you can utilize the information that you are sharing to go back to your community and try to address some of the challenges, which actually most of them are the reason why we are here, because I'm coming from a civil society background. So I feel like I've met, I like young people who share the same aspirations as me. So it gives me confidence and resilience to continue in our quest for accountability and young people's empowerment.
Kuyini kahle kahle Dube ongathi lokhu yikho okumqoka engikufundileyo engibuyela lakho eZimbabwe okuzanceda kwela kusasa la?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's networking with young people abayenza okufana lalokho engikwenza emazweni afana labo Nigeria, Zambia, Kenya, DRC. So That's the thing. I feel like I've got a relationship which is very productive. Fellows, countries who are sharing the same the stories. We can relate to each other. Then the other thing which I feel like I've gained is to link with other people from the US to give them a different perspective about my country, to set a narrative to show them the other beauty about my country. So it actually gave me an opportunity to try and address some of the issues which have been hearing them on media and stuff like that. So it actually gave me a privilege to be in a position whereby I can talk from a position of authority. So I feel like that's one of the things which I really appreciate about this program. But mostly important is to link with other young people. Sibonisane ukuthi how best can you address some of the issues which we're facing in our respective communities.
Inhlanganiso yakho Dube isebenza labasakhulayo lenzani kahle kahle njalo libaphathisa njani?
So esikwenza thina sisi platform yokuthi abantu abatsha bekwanise ukuthi khona bethole information, bethole ulwazi. Ulwazi lolo lubancedisa ukuthi khona bephatheke entweni ze development, entweni zoku-address into ze child marriage, into zamam, ze gender based violence, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu abangomama, lokuthi ama offices aphathwa njani, like the authorities ukuthi khona how do they handle like the development in communities, ukuthi bebe khona ku planning, bebe khona ku monitoring yama projects, bebe khona la ku implementation. So the idea is to empower them with information ukuthi bekwazi uku promote accountability le democracy. So that's what we are trying to do. We are pro youth, but ama youth avela kuma rural communities. Tina our organization is based ku rural community, so siyafisa ukuthi khona since mainstream media ingafinyeleli sikwanise ukuthi sikhona si create content yethu which speaks to us. Sikwanise ukusetha i-narrative as abantu abatsha basemakhaya, sitshengisela thi ukuthi khona we still can participate with development ye-community yethu.
Ulwazi olutholileyo ubona lokuphakamisa njani emsebenzini wakho?
Yeah, kathesi kunginika like most of all I feel like kunginika confidence because I never thought ukuthi khona ngingafika kulesi simo. Looking at my background ukuthi khona ngisuka ngapi, as I always speak ukuthi khona is like singabantu basekhaya, we're not exposed to mainstream media and stuff like that. So mangukuthi ngifikile lami ngabona ukuthi lami sengikwanisa ukuthi ngifike eMelika ngizohlangana labantu, because this is a prestigious program which everyone aspires to participate in. So lami khona ukuthi ngikwanisile ukufika ngaba khona kuyanginika lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukumotivate abantu abatsha ukuthi sisonkeni we can do it, noma ukuthi sikhulele emakhaya noma sihlele emakhaya doesn't mean ukuthi khona kungasilimbi ukuthi lathi sezinto ezenzwa ngabanye from other parts of the country. So the only thing I can do is to try ukuthi ngi-inspire abantu abatsha abasemakhaya, ngikwanisa ukuthi mba bebekwazi ukuthi khona if decent can do it, labo they can do it. So mina ngiyafisa ukuthi khona in few years coming kube kulabantu abatsha lami abayenze okungcono kulo kwami noma abayenze ukufanana nami. That's what I hope ukuthi khona and kunika that resilience ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi khona is possible, ngiyakwazi ukwenza noma bengisiba lama challenges before, but kuyangikwazi ukuthi kunike intunkuntu yokuthi khona ngiqhubeke ngiyenze umsebenzi.
That was Decent Deko Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is doing his training at Michigan State University. We are now joined by one of Zimbabwe's renowned human rights lawyer and former Mandela Washington Fellow, Mr. Kenneth Masie, who is based in Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to this talk.
Oh, thank you. As one of the beneficiaries, how has the program contributed to your success? We know you are a very successful lawyer.
Yes, I can say the program has benefited me a lot because I learned a lot when I came here in 2015. You know, I learned a lot of stuff that I would have never learned if I, you know, continued practicing probably in Zimbabwe without the exposure that I got. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of young leaders across Africa, and I learned a lot of things on how they themselves did their work in their respective countries. So I can say this exposure has helped me a lot in shaping my career as I move forward.
Kune avo vari ku Zimbabwe vamasiye vangangodawo kupinda muchirongwa ichi zvii zvamungavakurudzira?
Ya chirongwa ichi chakanaka chose because chinokuvhura yandikati pfungwa and chinokuonesa zvimwe kana kuti maitiro anoitawo vamwe vanhu kunyanyanyanya kudzimwe nyika dziri muAfrica nemashandiro anoitawo futi mainstitutions enyika dzinoshanda dzakaita seAmerica. Saka ichi chirongwa chekuti kana uchingori a young person ari kuda kudevelop career yake, ada kudevelop community yake, chirongwa chinokuitsa kuti uve nandikati maoptions akawanda which you can tap into, and chinokuitsa kuti uve neanonzi maresources in terms of human capital and also expertise from fellow colleagues vari kuitawo zvinhu zvakada kufanana nezvaunenge uchiitawo paunenge uchida kubatsira community yako kwaunenge uri.
And just 30 minutes, Mr. Masiye, what's your word to young people who idolize you as a lawyer?
Yes, I can say that, one thing that you have to do is to be determined, continue to believe in what you believe in, and also to, to always keep your eye on the ball. Obstacles will come in, challenges are always there, but if you have a good grounding and a foundation on what you want to achieve for your community, nothing will get in your way. So I urge all young leaders out there to be resolute and also to stay focused, network a lot, and make sure that you develop yourself educationally and also, get as much resources that will enable you to, to achieve your work as you move forward.
Thank you there, human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, a former alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He was speaking to us from the United, from Texas here in the United States, and my graphics people mixed up the graphics there. The person you saw on the screen is actually our second guest who will be coming later. But this one was Mr. Kenneth Masiye. As already mentioned, thousands of youths have passed through the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and many of them are doing very well in their respective fields. We also have some of them tonight. In fact, more of them. Let's hear first from entrepreneur Nkosana Mazivisa, who is based in Bulawayo.
An international award-winning entrepreneur, Mandela Washington Fellow, in class 2016. The program emnandi ejulukayo ehlabusayo engangenakiyo yandlamela yangcida. Ngumlobi walolu gwalo kuthiwa The Winner Who Never Won, The Entrepreneurship Journey in Africa. Also, umnikazi weprogram okuthiwa The Hustler Summit ebekhona ngo-March lonyaka elethi uDJ Sbu yele ngigqokileyo. Ngize ngingene kuMandela Washington Fellowship ngahamba ngaba seDartmouth College eBoston, Massachusetts, lapho engafunda khona ngajula mayelana ngezebhizinimusi konke lokuthuthukisa izigaba lama-communities. Ekuphendukeni kwami bengingu-chairman weMawaba Primary School, lapho engafika khona ngaletha inguquko nempucuko mayelana ngokufunda lokufaka amathamsanqa lama kuba ebantwini abatsha. Leso sikolo namhlanje siphume saba ngucepheshe ngongongcweti kwezokufundeni lakho konke kuma-projects. Sawina i-award okuthiwa yona i-Secretary Spells Award in 2019. Abazuze khona i-equipment from UNICEF, from FPC Bank and the Ministry as well. Outside konke lokho kunye ngikwenzayo ngile Matlife Business Incubation Center, lapho esithatha khona abantwana bemalokitini bazuza amathuba okuzofunda, ba-researche, baxoxe okufana ngokuthi thina ngama-youth center aku-21st century, okule Wi-Fi khona namabhuku nama-opportunities. Konke lokhu ngikuthethe nga ekuhambeni kwami ngoba amaNdebele athi oluzulayo noludobhayo okuhamba uzala inkosi. Ekuhambeni kwami kunzanele nganika amathamsanqa isigaba sakithi. Kayisimi ngedwe sengiba empowered baningi omunye womfana ngiempowered ngemva kweprogram le nguzibusiso Mkandla ohambile waya kuuniversity yeMaine namhla uphendukile la sempower abanye abantu engikuthoyo ukuthi ama program manje singawazuza ngasowabambeni bantu bakithi ukuze sithuthukise isigaba sakithi ngiyabonga ekuboneni kwami le program okokuqala iyakulula ingqondo ikutshengisa ukubana umhlaba umkhulu kule kitchen hangakini uyakwenza uxhumane labanye abantu esithi thina ngama-partners ngama-investors and collaborators at the same time yena le program ekwenzayo ukubana iyasilola ukubana sikhulume ngokuthi singobani sivela ngapha esithi thina you-owning your own African narrative ngoba abakwaziyo abantu abaningi bacabanga ukuthi i-Africa kakunamphucuko kodwa nxa betshayisana labantu abanjengathi abakwaziyo ukukhonektha nokuphungamela lokwenzani bananzelela ukubana nakanye i-Africa is not a dark continent kunabantu abakwanisa ukuyimuva bayiphushiwe phambili.
That was international award-winning social entrepreneur and author Kosana George Mazivisa. Another beneficiary of the program is Kudakwashe Liwayo.
I'm Kudakwashe Liwayo. I'm the founder of Vita Recycling, which is a waste management and recycling business based in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela 2022 fellowship. Because of the COVID lockdown, we could not do the fellowship physically, so we had a virtual version of the fellowship. The fellowship looked at the entrepreneurship and business-related content, where we learned on how to grow a business, how to write bankable proposals. Currently, we are running some programs in communities here in Bulawayo. We've got Target 13, which is an environmental awareness pollution campaign targeting communities, where we are training waste pickers, training them on business management, project management. We're helping them scale up their waste collection initiatives. We're also helping them with equipment to use in the enterprises at community level so that they can scale up their recycling initiatives. And then they also get to interact with businesses and recycling companies based here in Bulawayo. So that's basically Target 13 and the community projects that we're running under Vita Recycling. So we have been working with industry. We're working with one of the largest manufacturers of plastic packaging. We're also working with the Environmental Management Agency. These have been the key stakeholders that have been supporting us. Being part of the fellowship was very useful in giving me exposure to the scope of projects that can be done in communities. It was very, very helpful in learning how to create documents or to create concept notes that can capture the attention of potential funders or potential stakeholders and investors. I would strongly encourage young upcoming leaders to take part in the program, to apply, as it's going to expose them to so much in terms of personal development. As a young leader, you need to grow yourself personally. Your business, your programs are not going to grow beyond yourself. So you need to expose yourself to situations, to programs that can groom you to become a better business and community leader.
That was Kudakwashe Liwayo, Director of Vital Recycling, a waste management company. We also spoke to another beneficiary of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Nomalanga Ndlovu.
Sanibonani, ibizolami uNoma. Angahamba ku Mandela Washington Fellowship in 2017. And it was a very good experience for me. And I really appreciate the opportunity and the NSI to live. If I could just mention, maybe say a few things that I benefited from the program and how I'm using them now. Number one, in network, during that fellowship, and in network, you now literally have people that you know all around the world, Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda. Kathi singasukuma ngithi ngeKenya kulomuntu engakwenza lokumfonela ukuthi hayi ngozo ngithatha ngathi let's say airport. So that's amazing. Number two, also you are funda ukuthabanya abantu bayenza ngamanye ama countries. Sometimes it's easy ukubona ngani maybe in Zimbabwe lapha things are tough for you, but ungafunda from abanye abantu and you realize ukuthi nakona kule zinto eziningi okwanisa la ukuzenza uyaba inspired kakhulu ngabanye abantu lezinto abazenza kwamanye ama African countries. Since I came back, I've been running ama programs amaningi for omama from what is called the Mani Soiree Outspoken Women, and the main goal in general for this program is ukuthi nakona umama bekwanisa ukuya bezofunda about imali, befunde ukuthi entrepreneurship ayikuyini, befunde ukuthi bekwanise labo njani ukuzenzela imali yabo. I think sesidlulile ku-generation yokuthi sibe sithuna sicela imali. Kuqakathekile ukuthi laya njengomama ukwanise uku-understand imali, ukwanise ukubhujethi, ukwanise ukumaneja umuzi wakho. So we've been running a lot of those programs, and also I've had a vast opportunities to work with also amanye ama-fellows kuwabo ama-programs, which has also just been amazing. And I look forward to growing and also seeing what other young people are doing. Right now also I'm actually, researching and going into farming, bichana. But I think in terms of Mandela Washington Fellowship, is that here we vula imondo, we realize which there's so much more that you can do. There's so much more that other young people are doing as well. Definitely say you should apply. Definitely apply. No one was going to apply. No one was routine. And the thing I'm going to ever have by programming. Most of my fellows, and they are always willing to help. Always willing to help. Look for them on Facebook. I want to tell you about videos I'm on YouTube. I also have quite a number of videos that I've done that you can find on Facebook, which help you. Would you apply and journey? How do you prepare to go for the fellowship? And also, maybe you might not qualify today, but you can start preparing yourself to also apply the following year once you qualify.
That was Nomalanga Ndlovu, a former Mandela Washington Fellow who is based in Kwabulawayo. And now we go to Godfrey Kurawone, a 2017 alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is a CCC politician now based in the United States. Good evening, Mr. Kurawone, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Mr. Kurawone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Umungati taura vakurawone kuti 3-4 years after the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Ndezvipi zvakakoshesa zvamakadzidza muchirongwa ichi zviri kukubatsirai muupenyu nhasi?
I was selected to participate in 2017, and by that time I was a counselor muKutare Masvingo. So chekutanga, when I went to the fellowship program, ndakasangana with different counselors from different cities in the US. I also had an opportunity to attend about two kinds of meetings, one in Charlottesville and one in Williamsburg. And as a counselor, ndakadzidza how the American councils relate with their residents, how the residents are actively participating in council meetings. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's only councillors who participate in councils. But here it's different. A resident is allowed to ask questions, and the councillors respond to the questions. So this is one thing that I learned, Kuti. There is need of active participation.
On that note, I would like to thank you so much, Mr. Kurawone. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you very much. I will make time next week or invite you again. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you to our guests, and thanks also to Mr. Godfrey Kurawone. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo. We'll be right back. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to Mandela Washington Fellows who are wrapping up their leadership training in the United States. The fellowship is the flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, a brainchild of the former U.S. President Barack Obama, and is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. This year's edition ends on Sunday. The fellows are among 700 young people drawn from different countries in sub-Saharan Africa who have spent 6 weeks receiving training in business, civic engagement, and public management at some of the top U.S. universities and colleges. At the launch of the program in 2010, President Obama explained that the objective was to support an emerging generation of African leaders as they work to drive economic growth, enhance democratic governance, and strengthen the civil society structures that will help the continent grow and prosper. To this day, thousands of youths, including those from Zimbabwe, have benefited. Lingaba lichona njani izulukandaba emakhaya siyalamukela kuhlelo lwe The Connection lamhlanje ku Studio 7 na kungolwesibili udaba esingalo lamhlanje ngolwe Mandela Washington Fellowship lizakhumbula ukubana kulabasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangapha sikhuluma nje asebele 6 weeks beqhuba izifundo zabo kundaba zobukhokheli phansi kwalolu hlelo lona olwasungulwa ngubaba uBarack Obama esangumongameli weMelika ngo-2010. Silabo ke abakulolu hlelo njalo sizakhuluma labanye abake bangena kulo eminyakeni edluleyo. Baza kutsho ukuthi kuyini abakutholayo njalo kubancedisa njani empilweni. Kwazwaye batereri. Kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chave chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi, terekukurukura neve chidiki vari kuno ku America. Vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo pasipe chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Vava ne 6 weeks. Vari kuma universities nema colleges akasiyana siyana kuno kuvachidzidziswa nenyadze utungamiri. Asi chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika kwamvura yachika makumbo nemusi wesvondo uri this weekend. Our first guest is Crystal Bonzo, who is currently receiving her training at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I asked Bonzo what her experience has been like.
So I want to start off by saying takadzidza zvakawanda, 6 weeks is a long time, but my biggest lesson really is understanding the power of working together, especially sema Africans. Vandinavo panapa, we are coming from 18 different countries, and tinoita mabasa akada kufanana. So I'm taking away the lesson ekuti, you know, to create more impact that is sustainable. Even though the fellowship is ending on Sunday, different African countries because so my biggest takeaway has been the power of synergy and networking to create long-lasting change.
Nderipi basa rauri kuita chaizo chaizo ku Zimbabwe and organization yako inonzi chi?
Okay, so organization yangu inonzi Dzidzo Safepad. Yakatanga muna March after nda endamu njimbo pandaita pad distribution kune vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities. Ndopandakaona kuti there's a gap in policy, there's a gap in advocacy, because hapana ari kumirira vanhu panyaya dzemenstrual health. So organization yangu inotargeta young women and girls vanogara kumamisha, ndichivatraina on how to make reusable sanitary pads ekuti anoramba vachingomashandisa, so that vasaregere kuenda kumabasa, vasaregere kuenda kuchikoro nenhau yekuti vanenge vari kumwedzi. Saka inoda kubatsira kuti tibvise stigma iri around menstruation, kuti tikwanise kutaura nazvo openly and publicly, kuti tinzwisise kuti this is a natural process, it happens, but we need to be able to prepare and equip my vulnerable communities kuti vasaite madisturbances in their day-to-day lives.
And iroro dambudziko remasanitary pads zvikuru sei kuvanhu vanogara kumaruva, idambudziko rakakura sei, uyezve pane zvimwewo zvamuri kuita zvakafanana nedistribution yemasanitary pads acho kana kuti?
Saka patinoenda mainly kuzvikoro, tinotanga taita menstrual dialogues kuti tikwanise kudemystify zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi around menstruation. Saka tapedza process iyo, then totanga kuita training yacho, tinotoya nemamaterials. Then after that training, tuva tadistributa futi mamwe mareusable pads atinenge tinawo. Pamusoro zveto distributa imwe material yekusonesa yekuti kana isusu taenda unokwanisa vachidzidzira futi vachisona, plus nekudonata masewing machine. Saka in essence project iyi inoita zvese zveadvocacy, distribution, training, as well as education around menstrual health.
And why did you target those in the rural areas specifically?
Because looking at the current economic situation, ndo vanonyatso kubatikana nenhau dzekushaya in terms of mari. Because kana uri kumusha, I tend to see kuti vanhu vanenge vasiri exactly focused on what's going on. Ma services ari kure, vanhu vanofamba ma distances akawanda, plus like I said, vanhu havanyatsokuziva kuti kumusha chii chinenge chichinyatsoitika. People are mainly focused on what's happening in the towns. So I took it upon myself to immerse myself in the vulnerable communities, because ndo munenge muchitodikana rubatsiro rwakawanda. I remember a case yandakatoenda kudhuze nekuepoepuko, where vana vachitonzi at most on average they miss about 45 days of a school calendar year nekuti havasi kukwanisa kuafoda ma menstrual products. Patone mamwe ma situations yekuti vana as early as 10 vakutoita basa repabonde just because vakwanise kuwana ma basics such as sanitary pads. So ndosaka ndakada kufokasa kuma rural communities, because I think kuti nyau dze menstruation hadzisi kunyatso kutaurwa nezvazvo zvakakwanisa.
That was Crystal Bonzo, founder of Dzidzo Safe Pad. She is currently with the Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I also sat down with Decent Deco Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is receiving his training at Michigan State University.
I think it was really a fascinating experience, considering that I met various young people from different countries. So it has been a diverse program where we have been networking, and it gave us an opportunity to meet various people whom you can share your story and also see how best you can utilize the information which you are sharing to go back to your community and try to address some of the challenges, which actually most of them are the reason why we are here, because I'm coming from a civil society background. So I feel like I've met, I like young people who share the same aspirations as me. So it gives me confidence and resilience to continue in our quest for accountability and young people's empowerment.
Kuyini kahle kahle Dube ongathi lokhu yikho okumqoka engikufundileyo engibuyela lakho eZimbabwe okuzanceda kwela kusasa la?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's networking with young people abayenza okufana lalokho engikwenza emazweni afana labo Nigeria, Zambia, Kenya, DRC. So That's the thing. I feel like I've got a relationship which is very productive. As we built the Manyama fellows, available Manyama countries, we are sharing the same the stories. We can relate to each other. Then the other thing which I feel like I've gained is to link with other people from the US to give them a different perspective about my country, to set a narrative to show them the other beauty about my country. So it actually gave me an opportunity to try and address some of the issues which I've been hearing them on media and stuff like that. So it actually gave me a privilege to be in a position whereby I can talk from a position of authority. So I feel like that's one of the things which I really appreciate about this program. But mostly important is to link with other young people. So how best can you address some of the issues which we're facing in our respective communities?
Inhlanganiso yakho Dube isebenza labasakhulayo lenzani kahle kahle njalo libaphathisa njani?
So esikwenza thina sisi platform yokuthi abantu abatsha bekwanise ukuthi khona bethole i-information, bethole ulwazi. Ulwazi lolu lubancedisa ukuthi khona bephatheke entweni ze-development, entweni zoku-address into ze-child marriage, into zamama, ze gender based violence, uhlukunyezwa kwabantu abangomama, lokuthi ama offices aphathwa njani, like the authorities, ukuthi khona how do they handle like the development in communities, ukuthi bebe khona ku planning, bebe khona ku monitoring ama projects, bebe khona la ku implementation. So the idea is to empower them with information, ukuthi bekwazi uku promote accountability le democracy. So that's what we are trying to do. We are pro youth, but ama youth avela kuma rural communities. Tina, our organization is based in rural community. So siyafisa ukuthi khona, since mainstream media ingafinyeleli, sikwanise ukuthi sikhona si create content yethu which speaks to us. Sikwanise ukusetha a narrative as ama abantu abatsha basemakhaya, sithengisela ukuthi khona we still can participate with development ye community yethu.
Ulwazi olutholileyo ubona lokuphakamisa njani emsebenzini wakho?
Yeah, kathesi kunginika like most of all I feel like kunginika confidence because I never thought ukuthi khona ngingafika kulesi simo. Looking at my background ukuthi khona ngisuka ngapi, as I always speak ukuthi khona like singabantu basekhaya, we're not exposed to mainstream media and stuff like that. So mangukuthi ngifikile lami ngabona ukuthi lami sengikwanisa ukuthi ngifike eMelika ngizohlangana labantu, because this is a prestigious program which everyone aspires to participate in. So lami khona ukuthi ngikwanisile ukufika ngaba khona, kuyanginika lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukumotivate abantu abatsha ukuthi sisonkeni we can do it, noma ukuthi sikhulele emakhaya noma sihlele emakhaya, doesn't mean ukuthi khona kungasivimba ukuthi lathi senze into ezenzwa ngabanye from other parts of the country. So the only thing I can do is to try ukuthi ngi-inspire abantu abatsha abasemakhaya, ngikwanisa ukuthi nibaya bebekwazi ukuthi khona if decent can do it, labo they can do it. So mina ngiyafisa ukuthi khona in few years coming kube kulabantu abatsha lami abayenze okungcono kulokwami, noma abayenze ukufanana nami. That's what I hope ukuthi khona, and kunika that resilience ukuthi ngikwanisa ukuthi khona is possible, ngiyakwanisa ukwenza noma bengisiba lama challenges before, but kuyangikwanisa ukuthi kunike intshunkutshe ukuthi khona ngiqhubeke ngiyenze umsebenzi.
That was Tisen Deko Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is doing his training at Michigan State University. We are now joined by one of Zimbabwe's renowned human rights lawyer and former Mandela Washington Fellow, Mr. Kenneth Masie, who is based in Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to this talk.
Oh, thank you. As one of the beneficiaries, how has the program contributed to your success? We know you are a very successful lawyer.
Yes, I can say the program has benefited me a lot because I learned a lot when I came here in 2015. You know, I learned a lot of stuff that I would have never learned if I you know, continued practicing probably in Zimbabwe without the exposure that I got. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of young leaders across Africa. and I learned a lot of things on how they themselves did their work in their respective countries. So I can say this exposure has helped me a lot in shaping my career as I move forward.
Kune avo vari ku Zimbabwe vamasiye vangangodawo kupinda muchirongwa ichi zvii zvamunga vakurudzira?
Ya chirongwa ichi chakanaka chose because chinokuvhura yandikati pfungwa and chinokuonesa zvimwe kana kuti maitiro anoitawo vamwe vanhu kunyanyanyanya kudzimwe nyika dziri muAfrica nemashandiro anoitawo futi mainstitutions enyika dzinoshanda dzakaita seamerica. Saka ichi chirongwa chokuti kana uchingori a young person ari kuda kudevelopa career yake, ada kudevelopa community yake, chirongwa chinokuitsa kuti uve nandikati maoptions akawanda which you can tap into, and chinokuitsa kuti uve neanonzi maresources in terms of human capital and also expertise from fellow colleagues vari kuitawo zvinhu zvakada kufanana nezvavanongochiitawo paunenge uchida kubatsira community yako kwaunenge uri.
And just 30 minutes, Mr. Masiye, what's your word to young people who idolize you as a lawyer?
Yes, I can say that, one thing that you have to do is to be determined, continue to believe in what you believe in, and also to, to always keep your eye on the ball. Obstacles will come in, challenges are always there, but if you have a good grounding and a foundation on what you want to achieve for your community, nothing will get in your way. So I urge all young leaders out there to be resolute and also to stay focused, network a lot, and make sure that you develop yourself educationally and also, get as much resources that will enable you to, to achieve your work as you move forward.
Thank you there, human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, a former alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He was speaking to us from the United, from Texas here in the United States, and my graphics people mixed up the graphics there. The person you saw on the screen is actually our second guest. I will be coming later. But this one was Mr. Kenneth Masiye. As already mentioned, thousands of youths have passed through the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and many of them are doing very well in their respective fields. We also have some of them tonight. In fact, more of them. Let's hear first from entrepreneur Nkosana Mazivisa, who is based in Bulawayo.
Salonan Masarizuri Kamalam Nkosana George Mazivisa, an international award-winning entrepreneur, Mandela Washington Fellow, iClassica 2016. Iprogram emnandi ejulukayo ehlabusayo engangena kiyo yandlamlela yangceda. Ngumlobi walolu gwalo kuthiwa The Winner Never Won, i-entrepreneurship journey in Africa. Also umnikazi weprogram okuthiwa The Hustler Summit ebekhona ngomatshi lonyaka elethe uDJ Sfu yele ngigqokileyo. Ngize ngingene kuMandela Washington Fellowship ngahamba ngaba seDartmouth College at Boston, Massachusetts. Lapho engafunda khona ngajula mayelana ngezebhizinimusi konke lokuthuthukisa izigaba lama-communities. Ekuphendukeni kwami bengingu-chairman weMawaba Primary School. Lapho engafika khona ngaletha inguquko lempucuko mayelana ngokufunda lokufaka amathamsanqa lamathuba ebantwini abatsha. Leso sikolo namhlanje siqhume saba ngucepheshe ngongongcweti kwezokufundeni lakho konke kuma-projects. Sawina i-award okuthiwa yona i-Secretary Spells Award in 2019. Abazuze khona equipment from UNICEF, from FPC Bank and the ministry as well. Outside konke lokho kunye engikwenzayo ngile Mati Life Business Incubation Center. Lapha esithatha khona abantwana bemalokitshini bazuza amathuba okuzofunda, baresearche, baxoxe, okufana ngokuthi thina ngama-youth center aku-21st century. Okule Wi-Fi khona namabhuku nama-opportunities. Konke lokhu ngikuthethe nga ekuhambeni kwami bamaNdebele athi oluzulayo noludobhayo. Ukuhamba uzala inkosi. Ukuhambeni kwami kunzanele nanika amathamsanqa isigaba sakithi. Ngayisimi ngedwa esengibayempawile ban abaningi omunye womfana ngiempowerle ngemva kweprogram le nguzibusiso Mkandla ohambile waya kuuniversity yeMaine namhla uphendukile naye sempower abanye abantu engikuthoyo ukuthi amaprogram manje singawazuza ngasowabambeni bantu bakithi ukuze sithuthukise isigaba sakithi ngiyabonga ekuboneni kwami le program okokuqala iyakulula ingqondo ikutshengisa ukubana umhlaba umkhulu kule kitchen kangakini uyakwenza uxhumane labanye abantu esithethina ngama-partners ngama-investors and collaborators at the same time yona li-program ekwenzayo ukubana iyasilola ukubana sikhulume ngokuthi singobani sivela ngapha esithi thina yi-owning your own African narrative ngoba abakwaziyo abantu abaningi bacawa ukuthi i-Africa kakunamputuko kodwa nxa betshayisana labantu abanjengathi abakwaziyo ukukhonektha nokuthungamela lokwenzani bananzelela ukubana nakanye i-Africa is not a dark continent kulabantu abakwanisa ukuyimuva abayiphushiwe phambili.
That was international award-winning social entrepreneur and author Kosana George Mazivisa. Another beneficiary of the program is Kudakwashe Liwayo.
I'm Kudakwashe Liwayo. I'm the founder of Vital Recycling, which is a waste management and recycling business based in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela 2022 fellowship. Because of the COVID lockdown, we could not do the fellowship physically, so we had the virtual version of the fellowship. The fellowship looked at entrepreneurship and business-related content, where we learned on how to grow a business, how to write bankable proposals. Currently, we are running some programs in communities here in Lawayo. We've got Target 13, which is an environmental awareness pollution campaign, targeting communities where we are training waste pickers, training them on business management, project management. We're helping them scale up their waste collection initiatives. We're also helping them with equipment to use in the enterprises at community level so that they can scale up their recycling initiatives. And then they also get to interact with businesses and recycling companies based here in Lawayo. So that's basically Target 13 and the community projects that we're running under Vital Recycling. So we have been working with industry. We're working with one of the largest manufacturers of plastic packaging. We're also working with the Environmental Management Agency. These have been the key stakeholders that have been supporting us. Being part of the fellowship was really useful in giving me exposure to the scope of projects that can be done in communities. It was very, very helpful in learning how to create documents or to create concept notes that can capture the attention of potential funders or potential stakeholders and investors. I would strongly encourage young upcoming leaders to take part in the program, to apply, as it's going to expose them to so much in terms of personal development. As a young leader, you need to grow yourself personally. Your business, your programs are not going to grow beyond yourself. So you need to expose yourself to situations, to programs that can groom you to become a better business and community leader.
That was Kudakwashe Liwayo, Director of Vital Recycling, a waste management company. We also spoke to another beneficiary of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Nomalanga Ndlovu.
Sanibonani, ibizolami Noma. Ngahamba ku Mandela Washington Fellowship in 2017. And it was a very good experience for me. And I really appreciate the opportunity and the insight to life. If I could just mention, maybe say a few things that I benefited from the program and how I'm using them now. Number one, in network, during that fellowship, you now literally have people that you know all around the world, Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda. Kathi singasukuma ngithi ngeKenya kulomuntu engakwenza lokumfonela ukuthi hayi ngizozonthatha ngathi Lasse Airport. So that's amazing. Number two, also you are funda ukutabanya abantu bayenza ngamaema country. Sometimes it's easy ukubona ngani maybe in Zimbabwe that things are tough for you, but ungafunda from abanye abantu and you realize ukuthi una bona kule zinto eziningi okwanisayo la ukuzenza uyaba inspired kakhulu ngabanye abantu lezi zinto abazenza ngamaema African countries. Since I came back, I've been running ama programs amaningi for omama from what is called the Money Soiree Outspoken Women, and the main goal in general for this program is ukuthi nokunomama bekwazi ukuzofunda about imali, befunde ukuthi entrepreneurship ayiyini, befunde ukuthi bekwanise labo njani ukuzenzela imali yabo. I think sesidlulile ku-generation yokuthi sibe sithuna sicela imali. Kuqakathekile ukuthi laya njengomama ukwanise uku-understand imali, ukwanise ukubudget, ukwanise ukumanage umuzi wakho. So we've been running a lot of those programs, and also I've had a vast opportunities to work with also amanye ama-fellows who have ama-programs, which has also just been amazing. And I look forward to, you know, growing and also seeing what other young people are doing. Right now, also, I'm actually, you know, researching and going into farming, bichana. But I think in terms of Mandela Washington Fellowship is that here we vula imondo, we realize which there's so much more that you can do. There's so much more that other young people are doing as well. Definitely say you should apply. Definitely apply. Now I was going to apply. Most of my fellows, and they are always willing to help. Always willing to help. Look for them on Facebook. I want to tell you about videos and money on YouTube. I also have quite a number of videos that I've done that you can find on Facebook, which help you. Would you apply and journey? How do you prepare to go for the fellowship? And also maybe you might not qualify today, but you can start preparing yourself to also apply the following year once you qualify.
That was Nomalanga Ndlovu, a former Mandela Washington Fellow who is based in Kwabulawayo. And now we go to Godfrey Kurawone, a 2017 alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is a CCC politician now based in the United States. Good evening, Mr. Kurawone, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Mr. Kurawone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Umungatitaura vakurawone kuti 3-4 years after the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Ndezvipi zvakakoshesa zvamakadzidza muchirongwa ichi zviri kukubatsirai muupenyu nhasi?
I was selected to participate in 2017, and by that time I was a counselor muguta remasvingo. So chekutanga, when I went to the fellowship program, ndakasangana with different counselors from different cities in the US. I'd also had an opportunity to attend about two council meetings, one in Charlottesville and one in Williamsburg. And as a counselor, ndakadzidza how the American councils relate with their residents, how the residents are actively participating in council meetings. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's only councillors who participate in councils, but here it's different. A resident is allowed to ask questions, and the councillors respond to the questions. So this is one thing that I learned, Kuti. There is need of active participation.
On that note, I would like to thank you so much, Mr. Kurawone. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you very much. I will make time next week or invite you again. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you to our guests, and thanks also to Mr. Godfrey Kurawone. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo.